This is Chi High Basketball.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, go Cards, your sports station.
And a little different welcome to the Eagles Nest at Eau Claire Memorial, where we're going overtime after a furious comeback from Coach Kinez's junior varsity squad. They rally to tie it, and we go overtime, the extra 4 minutes, so you get the JV overtime, Dave Check.
Yeah, this is an exciting game, and Chi High did fight back. The crowd really loves it here. So,
And while it's the regular season finale for the varsity, this is it for the JV. Obviously, there's no junior varsity contest at Superior on Friday night, so the Cardinals get a two-point shot, and there it is to get things going for Chippewa Falls in the extra session. That's Jacob Laquia, the junior.
And Jacob Laquia has been a great player for the JV. I think looking up to see how many he has so far on the night, he's got nine. Number four leads the Cardinals right now out there with 23 points.
Yeah, and they've got the scoring up on the scoreboard here as the Abes go at it left to right in their white uniforms with the purple numerals and lettering. And there's the shot off the rim. No good. Missed by Ian Bauer, a six-foot freshman. And possession arrow is going to stay Memorial's way. So JV game overtime here to start our Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Bonus Basketball.
Number four is Braden Dickerson leading the Cardinals right now with 23, and he's led the Cardinals a lot of the games that we've seen.
And he's, of course, a 6'1 junior on the varsity roster as well. Missed shot on the drive that time by Shamar Simmons, the 6-foot sophomore. Cards get it with a 2-point lead. And certainly Dave Check, and let me introduce Mark Halverson. Dave Check with you as a whistle and a foul. But Chai with all the momentum in the world heading into this overtime.
Yeah, this isn't the first time that we've seen this out of this Cardinal team. Remember, we were watching a game where they were down about 15 with 5 minutes left, and they came back and won. So I don't remember which game that was, but this team does not give up.
Mm-mm. And to the free throw line, they go Braden Dickerson, the junior, trying to add to his 23 points. 3 minutes left in the OT. It rattles out, no good, and the rebound down to the Abes, Shamar Simmons. Abes bring it back now left to right. So down by two, 59-57. Couple of junior varsity contests and another one. JV2 going on in the other gym earlier. Drive left baseline, whistle and a foul. Will Schlitz that time, the 6'2 junior, fouled for the Abes.
So both of the teams have nine fouls right now. This will be the last bonus for the Abes.
Laquia gets his first and the ninth team foul on the Cards, who lead at 59-57. Junior varsity overtime, 2:45 left in it, as Will Schlitz getting ready to...
I think they're saying he's shooting two anyway, mm-hmm. So it'll be shooting two from here on out for both teams.
First one, good. Got a couple of great interviews with the coaches coming up later in the postgame. We'll also take a look at last night's. Also in hockey, congratulations to Hudson and New Richmond advancing to state in the boys' tournament. And the next one, good. And I know that Regis Altoona McDonald, their squad, scoring off again this afternoon in hockey action in a game that started even earlier today. All right.
A lot of sports playoffs going on.
That's for sure. It's a great time of the year. 59 all after both made free throws. Missed shot from the outside for the Cards. Gavin Thompson, the freshman. And with it, here come the Abes. Overtime, JV to start our Cardinal Countdown pregame on this doubleheader Saturday. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney later tonight, Turtle Lake at McDonald Grills, 6:35 pregame here on WOGO as the Max look to go to the semifinals. The steal, Laquia's going to lay it up and in, and the Max go up, the Cards go up 61-59. At the other end, Abes try to quickly advance it. Block shot, good job, recovered by the Abes. The block was number five, Colin Nichols. There's a three-point attempt, no good by Bryce Hetke with the rebound to the Abes. Ian Bauer. Another three-point attempt to the left wing is good, and the Abes get the lead on the three by Caleb Yates, a 6'4 sophomore. Cards down 162-61, Dave Check.
Yeah, we could wind up with a double overtime here as well. This is a great game to watch.
I'm glad we picked it up here, and it's a fun way to start this regular season finale Saturday. Lots of round ball coming your way as our winter sports season winds down. Bought my son some track shoes today, a junior sprinter for Eau Claire North, so getting ready to do that. A good sign of spring, as well as the birds showing up on the baseline, the Cards working around.
Well, we could use the signs of spring. We certainly didn't see them this week.
No, we didn't, but warmer weather. There's a three-pointer from out on top, misses off the backboard in the glass, but getting his own rebound, Cole Perlberg, the sophomore. Dave, he could see it was a miss. There's a turn and a whistle and a foul.
That's an impressive rebound. Came from the three-point line. Nobody boxed him out, so he just...
Right. Perlberg.
You're right. You knew he had a miss.
Making up for it. We've got a full timeout. We'll take a break as well. 106 left in OT. When we come back, Cardinal ball down one at Eau Claire Memorial on WDOGO.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
106 left in the overtime, and it's going to be Chai in the inbounds now as Jacob Laquia, the junior, going to toss it in for the Cards. Bounce pass in. They get it off glass, and there it is. Braden Dickerson, two more for the junior. And what a night for Dickerson. He's got 25, and the Cards lead at 63-62. 55 seconds left in overtime. There's a missed shot by Memorial's Bryce Hedke. Cardinals with the rebound. In the backcourt with it, Gavin Thompson, the freshman, across the timeline to Perlberg, the sophomore, penetrating. Perlberg dishes left baseline. Dickinson, and a whistle and a foul. Dickerson it is. Yeah, Braden Dickerson.
So keep in mind, you know, that name for next year.
Yeah,
as we look
for
at
sure.
What's going to be graduating for Chi High, you know, losing Zeke Johnson, Christian Crumbaker, Kansas Smith, Jackson Tomczak, Jackson Google, Trent Lindner, Logan Paulsrud, and Mesa Vanarski.
Right. And Memorial going to lose six seniors, but the cabinet's not bare for them as Dickerson hits the free throw. He's got 26 on the afternoon. 40.6 seconds left. Chi-High leading at 64-62. They were down, I want to say double digits, but they had a furious comeback. And the next one, good.
Well, I wouldn't say the cabinet is bare for Chi-High next year, but the coach better certainly know how to make a meal out of what he's got.
Yeah, right. I got the second leading scorer. You'll tell us later about Mason Minarski achieving that and where he's at. An interesting place in the family here in terms of his dad, Eric, and a standout career at McDonald. 24.6 seconds to go. Ames ball down three. We've got a break in the action back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
.6 seconds left in the junior varsity overtime as Chi-High, a great comeback to force the overtime at 57 and outscoring the Abes 8-5 on the Memorial home court. But the Abes with the ball down three, Dave Check.
Yeah, and you got Coach Kinez obviously drawing something up here. Got the possibility of perhaps sending them to the line if they get too close. A little too early to do that right now, but with that three-point, you always got to, you know, make the decision whether you want to foul them right now or let them take the chance on shooting it.
Would be a sweet way for the Cards to wrap up their junior varsity regular season with a W on the road here at Memorial. They can pull it off. Final 20 seconds. Deep right corner, the Abes. Will Schlitz. Then they get it off to Yates. There's the shot. Schlitz, it hits the rim. No good. Rebound bounces around. Loose ball on the floor. Abes had it. Possession arrow is
the
going.
Cardinals.
Chippewa's way with 11.8 to go. And the junior varsity coach for Eau Claire Memorial trying to contend otherwise, Brandon Gullixrud.
Yeah, it's a huge call there.
Chippewa ball in the backcourt. Full court press, 11.8 seconds. Cardinal ball up three. Ahead they get it to Laquia. Laquia is not going to go in for the layup, and then he gets fouled from behind with 8.9 seconds to go by Shamar Simmons, a 6-foot sophomore from Memorial.
Double bonus. He's got to make one of these to almost seal the game. Abes will still have a chance, perhaps, at two times down. 8.9 seconds left, enough to...
Boy, I'll tell you what, though. I mean, it's a one-possession game right now. He makes it a two-possession game with a make and another timeout. 8.9 seconds to go. And we'll take a half-a-minute timeout back in a moment. WDOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
8.9 seconds to go in the junior varsity overtime. Hey, the main event, Cheyenne Memorial, coming later. And then tonight, game two of our doubleheader as it's Turtle Lake at the McDonald Girls. A 6:35 opening in the pregame is the highlight reel from last night's regional semifinal win. The regional final going on tonight. And should McDonald advance and Prairie Farm also in action, that's a potential showdown. But, hey, one game at a time, Turtle Lake, the tough opponent for Don Cooper's Lady Max tonight. Right now, Mark Halverson and Dave Check here at the Eagles Nest at Memorial with Jacob Laquia to the line for the Cards as Chippewa up 65-62. 9 seconds, just under 9 seconds left here in the overtime.
One of these made is huge, bringing this to a two-possession game.
It's quiet as a golf tournament. The free throw is up and good. And there's the four-point lead. As you said, Laquia, we've seen a lot of sharp shooting from him. He's going to bring that three-point shooting ability to varsity next year.
Yes, he is. I don't think it would be this quiet on the Memorial side if this was a varsity game.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, right. For the visiting team shooting, yeah. Second one is up and off, no good. Rebound to the Abes, but they're down by 4 points in only 6 seconds. Deep right corner, there's the shot up, and it's good. A made three-pointer for Caleb Yates. Pulls him within one, but time runs out. The Cards win on the road. 66-65, a great comeback for Chippewa Falls.
So I don't think what the old Abes realized, and they have no timeouts left, and that was big because their coach just called one, which I was wondering why he called.
Yeah.
Because the basket was made with 3 seconds left. We don't have to take it in.
You're right.
The clock just ticks off.
And the clock ticked down, and so some frustration there. But Yates hit the shot, but it would be great. Here, I wonder if Aaron Canez, if we could grab him quick, just to wave. Hey, Aaron.
Aaron.
We put your hey, man. We called it. We're going to put him live on here. Real quick. All right. Aaron Canez, the JV coach. Hey, we called the overtime, the whole thing. It'll be in the podcast to start Cardinal Countdown. But, Coach, tell us about this comeback win here today.
Well, it's been a struggle. Our last win actually came at Merrill, I believe, like December 28th, 29th, something like that. So we've had some ups and downs. We've grinded. They come to work every day. Practice has been good. Since that point, we've kind of been up and down, haven't got W's when we should have, finding ways to lose. But tonight I'm so proud of them. End our season beating a really good Memorial team that 2-3 months ago came into our house, kicked our tail pretty good. But for us to respond and play the way we played, I'm proud of the boys.
Absolutely. Coach, I was prepping, so I wasn't on it. How far down were you?
I believe we were down 21 or 19, I believe.
Wow. What a great way to end the regular season for you guys.
With a blast.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Aaron
Appreciate
Canez
it.
Doing a great job with the junior varsity. And as Dave Check puts the headset back on, Aaron telling our listeners he thinks they hadn't won a game since Merrill back in December. So huge for his club coming from not just double digits, but like 20 or more deficit this afternoon on the road at Memorial.
Yeah, and you don't get that out of a lot of teams that – you know, haven't won a whole lot of games that they get down and they just give up. This team hasn't. And we've seen, like I said, we've seen that before. I mean, this team's got a lot of grit. So they're going to add some talent next year. Be interesting to see how some of these kids gel and fill in some gaps that they're going to have next year.
And, of course, great coaching in the family. Aaron's dad, Kip, had been a coach at Chi High back in the day, and Aaron continuing that on in the family. Was such a great athlete in football and basketball, distinguishing himself. And we're going to get to here as the pregame continues, Mason Minarski passing Aaron and other great Chi-High players, all except for one in terms of the Chi-High ranks. And there's another across town, a McDonald alum that he will pass in his first made basket. We'll take a break, make it a 2-minute timeout as the Cardinal Countdown pregame show continues. Some more conversation and interviews with both coaches ahead here. Chi-High and Memorial, this could very well be, we hope it's a preview of a rematch of these two a week from today for next Saturday night, which would be a Division I regional final. More on that as the pregame show unfolds here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire Chippewa Falls.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Back at the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, Mark Halverson, Dave Check. As it's senior day here and six different seniors being recognized for Eau Claire Memorial. It was senior night last night for the Cards and their home win over Holman. But Mason Stoick, Connor Welsh, Avery Schroeder, Ben Mestel, Walker Johnson, and Peter Albert all being recognized here at half court. They've got gift bags, and so handling it in a really classy way.
Yeah, that's always fun to watch, not just for the Chi-High parents, but for the parents on other teams. And always the other side's very respectful and understands how important it is to give some recognition to the people who have, you know, a major part in getting these kids here.
Let's just talk briefly about last night, girls regional semifinal action, Division One. It was Memorial and Hudson winning, and it'll be Memorial at Hudson 6 o'clock tonight. So a lot of these Apes fans after this maybe going and making the trek. Division Two, La Crosse Central and Menominee both winners. It's Menominee hosting La Crosse Central tonight, and also Rice Lake and Toma advance. Rice Lake hosting Toma this evening. In Division Three, it was Amory and Somerset moving on. Somerset hosting tonight. St. Croix Falls and Prescott move on. Prescott to host this evening. Wisconsin Dells will be at Elk Mound and Altoona at West Salem in Division Three girls play. Meanwhile, in Division Four girls action, Ladysmith at Phillips. Colfax will be at Cadott tonight. Osseo Fairchild at Neillsville and Durand, Arkansas at Fall Creek. And finally, D5, the game we're focused on, the McDonald girls. What a season for Coach Don Cooper's club. And they'll be hosting Turtle Lake tonight. 6:35 pregame, 7 o'clock tip here on WOGO Sports. And meanwhile, you got New Auburn at Prairie Farm, Royals at Blair Taylor, and Alma Center Lincoln at Hillsboro. A lot of attention on New Auburn at Prairie Farm. McDonald and Prairie Farm seem to be on a collision. We'll see if that pans out for the sectional semifinal, which would be on Thursday. Meanwhile, as far as the boys are concerned, we've got planned coverage Tuesday night. McDonald, a one seed, boys hosting Gilman. That's a 6:25 pregame, the highlight reel for the season that was on WOGO. 7 o'clock tip. But for the Cardinals, they draw a 9 seed at Superior next Friday night. How does that Division One look, Dave?
So just looking at the seeds on the Division One tournament and really kind of focusing on what the Cardinals might have for a path, you got Chi-Hi, the 9 seed, does have to travel to Superior. And then if they win, potentially a rematch of this Eau Claire Memorial team, as Eau Claire Memorial is going to have to take on the winner of Wisconsin Rapids, Oshkosh West. You know, it's interesting as you look at this is a year where the computer has done the seeding. Some of these things I think the coaches probably would have done a little bit different. One of the things to take a look at is you got the two seed or you got the number one seed going to Eau Claire Memorial, and you've got Hudson with the number two seed. Now, keep in mind, Hudson
won the conference.
And they're actually, I think, towards the end of the year, wind up being ranked higher than Eau Claire Memorial in the state. You've got they swept Eau Claire Memorial. Won both games, but it is what it is. I mean, it's a computer seeding. Now, here's one thing to consider for both Hudson and Superior. The way that the seedings work is that they take into consideration the win-loss record of who you played, not necessarily a strength of schedule, but the win-loss record of who you played and the win-loss record of who they played. But if you play Minnesota teams, it counts as a 500 record for them, no matter what. So what does that do? Well, if you're a team like Superior, who is in the lower half of the bracket, you essentially get brought up by that.
Wow.
Whereas if you're a team like Hudson,
you get brought down.
I don't know why they do that way.
Why do they plug in a 500 record if that's not their record?
I don't know, because if you take a look at some of the non-conference teams that Hudson played, they played some pretty tough teams from the Minnesota area, whereas Superior played a lot of smaller teams.
We will not get to Coach Prue and I did not talk about the seeding or how it went, but he just said, not surprised with a 9 seed. He just thought it would have been Stevens Point would have been where they went, where they just narrowly lost to Stevens Point on the home floor, ultimately going to Superior, a team that they beat by, I think, 13 points. So we'll take a break. When we come back, the first of two coaches' conversation. Chad Brisky of the Memorial Old Aves, 18-5 coming into this regular season finale, 11-2, solid second place in the BRC against your 14-9 Cards, who are 8-5 in the conference. We're back in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Alley, proud supporter of Chi-Hi and McDonald Athletics.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's Hai Chai department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
The countdown on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com here on this Saturday afternoon, getting ready for Oakland Memorial and Chi-Hi wrapping up the regular season. Coach Chad Brisky joins us now. Coach, saw you about 5-6 weeks ago. How's the team faring right now?
You know, I think we're doing well. We continue to move forward, and each day you hope to make progress. This team has been great at staying true to process, not allowing the results of games be the dictating force of if we're getting better or not, but rather looking at the process of it all. So I think we're in a good spot. Saturday afternoon game here late in the season, you never know what you're going to get. But these are the type of games that you want to learn how to win in. So hopefully we're ready for today.
Caught some of the radio broadcast of the Stevens Point game last week, a very narrow defeat to them.
Yeah, you know, I thought we got out early, played well. They shot the ball extremely well, 56% from the field, and we ended up shooting 36% of the field, and that was kind of the tail of the tape, so to speak. And sometimes in basketball that happens. Stevens Point's a really good team, and when you have a kid go off for 35 points, sometimes it's tough to match. So hopefully we can get that out of our system a little bit and be a little more consistent throughout the course of the game in our offensive attack.
In terms of the conference, yes, you end up dropping two games to Hudson. You beat everybody else, but two very close games with Hudson.
Yeah, you know, we have five losses this year. Four of them are by 2 points or less in each of those games, and our biggest loss is a 12-point loss to Oshkosh North at their place in game one of the season. So, you know, this team generally plays hard. They play well. We play a lot of close games, and fortunately for us, we've been able to come out on the right side of most of them, and we hope to restart that trend, as Stevens Point got us in the last one.
When I saw you guys on the 13th of January, I thought, what a mix of seniors, and I see six of them on an individual flyer today, but also youth. I mean, three super sophomores that really catch your attention. I mean, that's kind of every coach's dream to be, you know, have senior solidification, but also some guys are going to be with you two more years.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's kind of the process of starting this is your seniors not only have to be good, but they have to be willing to allow young kids to be part of the team, too. And these seniors have been great with that. They had a great model from last year. Last year's group of seniors did a great job of modeling, like, we're not going to look at ourselves as seniors. We're a team. So it doesn't matter if you're a freshman, sophomore, junior. The expectations are the same of you, and you're part of it. So these seniors have embraced that again, and that's what allows you to be a cohesive unit, because you can have all the talent in the world, but if you're pulling apart because the seniors see themselves as seniors and the sophomores see them as sophomores and the juniors see themselves as juniors, it's really tough to be cohesive and successful. So a lot of credit to the seniors. This has been a really special senior class for me. I told them that before the game. Just the way that they've embraced the process and they've created a really special season here at Eau Claire Memorial. I'm very proud of the young men that they've become, and today they get to showcase that.
For sure. Well, finally, up against the Chi-High team with an 8-game winning streak. So how do you view this game today?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting game because it could be a potential second-round matchup, a regional final type matchup in the playoffs. So I think, again, like, we're not going to view it as a result-based. We're going to review it as process-based. We want to do some things that kind of get us ready to go into the playoffs in terms of how are we playing defensively and rotating and making life tough on the opposing team, and then offensively, how are we valuing possession. So we'll be looking more at the process of this game as opposed to the result. Certainly we hope the result goes the way we hope it does in our favor. But if it doesn't, we can't get bogged down in that either because the playoffs are right around the corner here.
And lastly, it's been a long season, but Chi-High just played last night, playing again this afternoon. You guys haven't played for a week.
Yeah, I think it's a challenge. So I'm sure Jason's looking at it like, oh, man, tired legs. And we're looking at it as, oh, man, rust. You know, so like I think both coaches probably see it as a negative. And when it all comes down to it, these high school kids, they're pretty resilient, and they'll put on a pretty good game today. This is a rivalry game, and I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Good luck, Coach, and we hope to see you back here a week from today.
Yeah, sounds good. We'd love that opportunity.
For a Saturday night game. Chad Briskey of Memorial doing a great job with the Aves. Back with head coach Prue the Cards in a moment on WOGO Sports.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker again, and he's just having his way.
Off the
there
ground.
We go.
Good. Gets McDonald their first lead, and that is 1,000 points for Cannon Hunt.
Laid it off to the left side.
Oh, he's good. 3 points. Beat the goaltender right back.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Countdown on this Saturday afternoon at FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com from the Eagles Nest at Oakland Memorial. Head coach Jason Prue riding a nice 8-game winning streak.
Yeah, we've been playing some good basketball in February, and that's all you can ask out of a season is to get hot at this time, and I feel like we've done that.
Nice to get healthy, too. Crumbaker coming back these last couple of games. I think Jackson Tomczak maybe a little bit of an ankle thing last night.
Yeah, we're minor bumps and bruises. It's the end of a long season, and guys are tough. They're going to play through these things, and yeah, we're excited to have Christian back healthy, and Jackson is a minor little thing.
Hmm. In terms of this game here today, you guys had a hard-fought game about 5 weeks ago or so, 5-6 weeks ago with Memorial at your place. They came out on top. How do you see viewing this regular season finale here tonight?
Yeah, we're excited to play. We're fortunate to get this game in. We had a weird week with the weather, and I'm able to get the game in the senior night last night, and mm-hmm. then get this game on an afternoon when there's a bit busy regional final night for girls basketball. So we're lucky to get it in. We're excited to play again. Guys are excited. It's Eau Claire versus Chippewa, and it's always going to be a good one.
Memorial has a lot of scorers. I mean, they've got like four guys, eight or more a game. And so the sophomore and the senior kind of leading the way.
Yeah, Jesperson as a sophomore and Stoic, two really good players, and they have really good players around them. So it's a tough task when they can throw out a bunch of guys that can shoot the ball. It makes things challenging. They create a lot of space for themselves offensively. So we got to make sure that we're pressuring up on shooters, making it difficult on them, and running our offense and taking care of the ball on the other side of the ball.
But certainly, I mean, right, the confidence that comes with an 8-game winning streak and coming from 8 down with, as I understand it, about 4 minutes to go last night. I mean, you guys, from a confidence level, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, we're feeling good. We have a senior-loaded team, seven of our 8 rotation, our senior guys, and Easton Bob came in yesterday and had a nice stretch for us to get us back into that game. And we've had a deep team all year, and seniors kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel, and they're playing like that.
Easton particularly here has had a couple of games that's really stood out, hasn't he?
Yeah, the Menominee game comes to mind. He had a nice stretch in that one for us to help bring us back, and then last night again too. So mm-hmm. he's definitely a guy that can play, and we're really excited about him and what he brings for us. And we're excited to play this one.
Lastly, Coach, with the weather, the way things get shook up, I mean, it's kind of a blessing in disguise. You get to kind of simulate the back-to-back of regionals here with game last night and again today.
Yeah, and that's the goal. Hopefully next week we go up to Superior, and it's going to be a tough one up there, and hopefully we can get that one, and then it's turning around right away again on Saturday. So hopefully this is a prequel to that.
And I'll be traveling with you, so looking forward to relaying for those who can't make the drive north. Coach, wish you the best. Talk to you afterwards.
All right, thanks a lot.
Head Coach Jason Prue, more coming up on WOGO Sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase.
Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up three positions. A night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Mark Halverson, Dave Check, courtside for Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire Memorial after the Cardinal boys won 66-65 the JV game earlier. We got to call that overtime. It'll be part of the podcast. But before we get to the starting lineup, Dave, time for the Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. How about it?
All right, so Eau Claire Memorial's just got way too many shooters to worry about that you can't focus on one. So Chihai's going to have to play great team defense, get out there, extend it, make the shots a difficult shot, and don't give them second-chance points. They're just too dangerous to give them more than one chance.
There you go, your Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer. Well, you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Let's get you the starters for the Cards. Again, Christian Kronbecker missed a couple of games with injury, but he is back. He is the 6-foot senior point guard, averaging 9 points a game, 3.5 assists, and 3.5 rebounds, 3.6 assists. Christian Kronbecker, number three. Also in the backcourt, his mate, 5'10 senior, number four, averaging 7 a game, 2.7 rebounds and 3.4 assists. Kansas Smith, also 6'7 senior, number five, averaging 14 points and 6 rebounds a game. Jackson Tomczak, also a 6'5 senior, number 15, averaging 3 points and 5 rebounds a game. Trent Lindner, and the Cardinals' second leading scorer of all time, 6 foot senior, number 44, averaging 21 points and 8.5 rebounds a game, Mason Minarski. The Cards are coached by Jason Prue. Meanwhile, for Eau Claire Memorial, the starters quickly, 5'10 senior, number one is Peter Albert, also joined by 6'2 sophomore, number four, Cooper Jesperson. 6'5 senior, number 14, Avery Schroeder. You've got 6'4 senior, number 24, averaging 14.5 a game, Mason Stoick. And finally, 6'8 senior, number 33, Connor Welsh, averaging 7 a game. Here we go, and the Cardinals win the tap, dressed in the road black with the red numerals, lettering, and trim. Memorial, the home white with the purple numerals, lettering, and trim. Chihai going left to right. Dave Check.
And let's look for that first point out of Mason Minarski as Chihai just threw it in the backcourt turnover. First point out of Mason Minarski is going to officially put him ahead of his dad. We missed the game yesterday.
Yeah.
Where he tied beat Joe Reuter by 1 point, which of course makes him tied with Eric Minarski. Eric playing for McDonald, not Chihai. He is officially in second place all time leading scorer.
Yeah, that's only behind Tyson Killeen. That's it. So that gives you an idea. And some fantastic players he passed along the way. As we're just underway after the Cards' first turnover, trying to get it down low. Welsh is going to miss the shot, fighting for the rebound. Tomczak to touch Minarski and out of bounds. Stays Abe's basketball, 17.5 to go here in period number one.
Second chance points, a little bit rare. That one, I think Minarski wishes he had back.
Yeah. And the Abe's out on top. Stoick. Pass over into the left corner. They work it, and driving, try to get inside to Welsh, and the Aves get their first turnover. Jesperson pass stolen away. Here comes Kansas Smith for the Cardinals. Bounce pass to Kronbecker on top. Talked to Christian before the game. Said not 100% yet for him, but glad to be back. Hoping to be 100% by next Friday. That regional semifinal up at Superior. We'll have it for you. 6:35 pregame here on WDOGO. Minarski double team and draws the foul, and going to the line to try to pass dad in this high school scoring.
Yeah, and Grandpa's listening on the radio right now, so he can tell Eric that as soon as he makes this point, I'm going to turn around and point at Eric. You can let him know.
Okay, all right.
This is it. Officially taking over the old man.
And he's an 83% free throw shooter, and he hit it. There it is. And there's the point. All right. Yeah, Mason, 83% from the line, stellar for the Cards. And the Cardinals out to a 1-0 lead. Second one is on the money. There it is, and a 2-0 lead for Chippewa. And Abe's basketball again. Abe's beat the Cards 81-68 when they met back on January 13th at the doghouse at the birdcage. Want to call it? Get my high school gym names mixed around here a little bit. The Abe's Cooper Jesperson, their sophomore, leads them in scoring at 15 a game. Stoik right behind at Mason Stoik at 14 and a half a game. Driving Albert into the lane, turn off the front iron, no. Rebound comes away to Lindner. And Trent looking for somebody to outlet it to, gets it to Kansas Smith.
So with Mason starting with free throws, that's a good sign.
Yeah, oh. Manarski for three, off the rim, no good. Rebound tapped, Abe's, Kansas Smith had his hand on it. Abe's with it, Stoik in the backcourt, gets it off to Peter Albert. And the left corner, Jesperson on the left baseline, Lindner there to cut him off defensively. Working it down low. Hits the backboard on the pass from Jesperson. Abe's turnover. Cards come away with it. Into the forecourt, Tomczak. Tomczak, left side, Krumbaker for three. Got it! And the Cards go up 5-0 early on the road here at Memorial.
So speaking of those free throws, that's big. Chihai does not shoot very many free throws on the year. Mason doesn't always get those calls underneath.
Yeah. And Stoik gets it off on the right side to 14 Schroeder. On senior afternoon, six seniors being recognized, several in the starting lineup. Stoik and Schroeder among them. Whistle and a Chihai foul with 15:34 to go, first half.
So far, the Cardinals are doing exactly what we suggested that they do. They are playing tough defense, contesting every shot.
Tomczak gets his first personal and first team foul on Chippewa Falls as Memorial in the inbound. Stoik underneath, tries, and he gets called for the travel. Third Abe's turnover with 15:29 left. How does it, let's just talk about it, though. I mean, psychologically, as the Cards are going to face a full-court press. I mean, psychologically, what's the difference between a win here today and a loss setting up as Smith misses a long three-pointer from the left corner, rebound Krumbaker. Smith for another three-pointer, and he got it. And Kansas Smith gives the Cards an 8-0 lead. But what's the difference psychologically, Dave, in terms of what would today mean, do you think?
Well, I think it means a lot in terms of confidence that this team could beat Eau Claire Memorial. This is not a non-conference, you know, just because it doesn't matter for the tournament.
Yeah, right. And
number 14 gets their first points.
And Avery Schroeder, the 6'5 senior, his first two. It's an 8-2 game, Chippewa. And Krumbaker into the forecourt. As I recall it, Minarski pass right side Lindner. Dangerous bounce pass. It works to Tomczak. Misses the shot. Jackson gets his own rebound, and now he'll step it out. I think the Cards fell, you know, behind in a big hole early against Memorial, and it was hard to ever climb out that night at Chippewa back in mid-January. And this afternoon, they get up on top 8-0, which is sure nice. The bounce pass to Minarski and a whistle and a foul on Jesperson, so he's got a couple of turnovers and a foul early, the sophomore.
So, again, this game doesn't matter for seeding purposes for the tournament, but it's still a conference game. Still matters right. For a lot of things. And so to give them confidence that they can beat this team, this would look
Minarski,
really good.
Minarski, inbounds, off the mark, no good.
Plus, keep in mind they're on that 8-game winning streak.
Right.
So going into the playoffs, that would be
huge. Oh, for sure. That's a good point. And Jesperson for three, he knocks it down, and it becomes an 8-5 game. And he can shoot the outside shot, Cooper Jesperson. Cardinal basketball, Kansas Smith on the dribble on the far side. Maybe handling it a little bit more with Krumbaker having been out and coming back from the injury. Into the left corner, Tomczak on top, Krumbaker. He's hit one already. Right side, Lindner. Into the deep right corner to Kansas Smith. Smith goes right baseline. Picks up his dribble. Picked up defensively there by
Peter
Albert. Oh,
we got Minarski.
Minarski for three, buries it.
And that was a good look, wide open shot. Good pass by Lindner, who got a little bit stuck underneath.
After a couple misses early, Mason, and then I didn't see who the Abe was who scored.
Well, we're going to find out as it pops up on the scoreboard. That's number 24.
And that is Mason Stoik. His first two of the afternoon makes it an 11-7 contest. A lot of offensive firepower on this squad as the Cardinals turn it over.
One nice thing about the playing here is the scoreboard tells us the
right.
a lot of the stats that
the
we need.
The points, that is nice.
One disadvantage is that their program doesn't have a place to put any of those numbers.
I know it doesn't. All right, 11-7, 13.5 minutes to go here. In the first half, Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Abe's at the ball, working right to left as Mason Stoik, some between-the-leg dribbles, trying to drive, and gets tangled up a bit with Jackson Tomczak, and the whistle and the Chihai foul.
Stoik is a tough physical player in there, knows how to move. He's 6'4". Which is a tough matchup for Chihai with all this height that Eau Claire Memorial has.
Easton Bob, first personal, first, actually, His first personal, but the second on the cards as a team, so two for each squad here early.
And Bob is out there just to D up Stoic as he's doing right now.
But his outside shooting ability has shown up big in some games for the Cards. As an air ball miss from the outside. Julius Clark, I believe, the 5'11 sophomore. Chippewa basketball up four, bringing it into the forecourt. Inside of 13 minutes left here in the first half. You got Zeke Johnson and Easton Bob in off the bench. Bernarski driving, contact,
he got
whistle,
the call.
And a foul.
You got the call. And again, that's huge because a lot of times
Avery Schroeder.
A lot of times we've seen that doesn't get called.
And I think, you know, for Mason, I mean, he's such a fantastic outside shooter, but he's got that, you know, he can post up and he can drive. And again, his aggressiveness is going to be key here from this point forward for the Cards in terms of any postseason success.
But the key is whether or not those fouls get called, because not only is he such a great free throw shooter, but if those don't get called, those are tough shots to knock down, and then you just don't take them.
Yeah.
I mean, after a while, you take it in three or four times and don't get the call.
Well, it was a recent broadcast we did going back a couple weeks ago, but that was a game where they were not being called, right? And he hits the
exactly.
next one.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, if they're not being called, then you got to step your defense up knowing that you got to do the same thing. And play a little more aggressive underneath because you're going to get away with it. But at the same time, you don't take those shots because they're tough.
Stoic for three. Got it. Boy, he is a dead eye from a long range. And apparently one of the Memorial baskets was a three earlier and not a two. So this is a 13-11 game. Chippewa by two.
Yeah, Stoic has two threes right now. Cooper Jesperson has another three.
Yeah, so they can fill it up, and they're their leading scorers. And you can understand why. Both outstanding from behind the arc. Falling down for Chippewa Falls is Tomczak, and then recovering, and Marski misses the three. Out of bounds to Chippewa, and last touch by Wesley Maboga, one of the super softs for Coach Mischke.
Marski had a nice look that time. I thought for sure that was going to fall.
Coach Brisky, my apologies, Brisky. All right, like brisket, Brisky. Okay, Tomczak open for three, hesitates. He's going to shoot and miss off the back iron. No. Good quick rebound now by Jackson Google. Cards will reload. I'm seeing some quickness, some aggressiveness by the Cards, even going back to what we saw with the JV in that overtime.
Oh,
long range, Easton Bob, and off the rim, no good. He had some big shots last night in the comeback win for the Cards, down eight with 4 minutes to go, and they win at home over Holman on senior night. Whistle and a foul in the penetration by Jesperson with 11:51 to go first half. Cards up two, and the foul's on Tomczak. And his second, Dave.
Fouls are typically going to be a problem with this matchup when you got Eau Claire Memorial that really loves to drive the ball with a number of different players to the middle. Cardinals have three fouls right now, even with the Abes.
Jesperson hits the first free throw. He can tell you his free throw percentage is 60 on the season.
And that's a surprise.
Yeah, such a good outside shooter. But maybe a number to grow. He's just a sophomore. Stoic outstanding, 93% at the line, so... Second one from Jesperson is good. So we got a tie game, our first of the afternoon since zero. And Chippewa on the far side, Easton Bob advances into the forecourt and then gets mugged just into the forecourt, and a whistle and a Memorial foul.
I think you got lucky to get that call if that is a foul.
I was anticipating it was. No,
either that
what
or
was the call?
It might have been a kick.
Okay,
kick. I don't see a number.
You're right.
Foul.
I thought there was some contact. All right. Jackson Google, Easton Bob, Minarski, Zeke Johnson, and Trent Lindner. Tomczak on the bench with two fouls for Chippewa Falls. Minarski fakes the three. He'll drive. Double pumps and hits it.
That's a tough shot.
That was nice.
Came in, maybe a little bit of contact, but just a nice little floater almost.
Nice job by the second leading scorer in Chi High history. And pass dad with his free throws earlier today. Oh, and a missed shot on the drive. Fouled up and whistle and a foul. As Ben Mestel, one of those 6'5 seniors, goes to the free throw line for the Abes. He's a 75% shooter.
That's actually their first offensive rebound. They did have one team offensive rebound that went back to them. Chi High already grabbing three offensive rebounds.
Jackson Google first personal, fourth team foul on the Cards, who lead it by two. But Mestel hits the first one. Makes it a 15-14 game. Cards were out to an 8-0 lead since then. Memorial outscoring them 14-7. Mestel now trying to get the second tie of the game, and he gets it. Wearing the long sleeve white underneath as Minarski and company against the full court pressure. Zeke Johnson in the background. Back court. Bounces it across the timeline. Bounce pass into the deep right corner to Trent Lindner. Cardinal basketball. Minarski trying to post up. Carrying a lot of weight on his shoulder and misses that turnaround, but a good rebound, and then popped free from Lindner and then saved in the corner by Mestel. Out of bounds.
That should be our ball.
And it's going to stay Chi High ball. Black says the official from the backcourt with 10:57 left in the first half. And going out of the game, Stoik and also Maboga, senior and a sophomore. And the Cards bring Kansas Smith for Easton Bob, going with Minarski. Google will stay out there. Lindner and Christian Krumbaker back in. Again, giving Tomczak extended rest with the two fouls.
Nice stretch for Bob in there to play defense on Stoik.
Krumbaker had a three earlier. Bounce on the right side to Minarski. Game one of a doubleheader here this afternoon. Later this evening, the McDonald girls in the Division V regional final. Missed three-pointer by Kansas Smith. Rebound down to the Abes. Avery Schroeder. Into the forecourt, they bring it right to left. Deep right corner, Mestel. Ben Mestel. Makes get it right, and a whistle. Stops action with 10:32 left in the half, and it's a foul on Lindner, his first, and it's the fifth team foul on the Cards.
Cardinals, after starting out hot with a three-point line, missed their last, I think, four or five.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what allowed Apes to get back in this. Let's look for the Cardinals to drop one in here soon.
And inbounding it is Cooper Jesperson, the 6'2 sophomore for Coach Brisky's squad. And on top to Julius Clark. Penetration, Jesperson off glass, misses the shot, no good. May have been a little contact, but nothing called. Minarski into the forecourt for Chippewa. Behind the arc on the right side, gets it on top, Krumbaker. Christian over to Google, into the deep left corner, Lindner. Bounce pass on the left baseline, finds Kansas Smith to Minarski for a basket. Sweet pass by the entire team, and Smith to Minarski for the hoop.
Yeah, exactly. Kansas Smith, he can really do a great job giving the assists underneath. Minarski knows exactly where to be.
That was nice, and the Cardinals getting the lead back with just under 10 minutes to go here in the first half. Leading at 17-15, three-pointer for the Aves. First lead, no good by Jesperson. Followed up, down low. Battled around as the follow-up shot by Schroeder was no good. Out of bounds, and the Aves will keep it.
Another team rebound along with another offensive rebound for them. Aves are going to get three different shots at it this time.
Again, talking about this as a tune-up, Dave, I mean, for Chippewa, I mean, they have a road test in terms of going to Superior on Friday night. Their last game until that is Stoik goes left baseline, and he's got eight on two threes, and that to tie it at 17.
That Stoik is quick for his size. I don't think I've seen anybody go by Kansas Smith that quick before.
Nice team passing again, and Krumbaker to Lindner for two more. And the Cardinals grabbing a 19-17 lead, and that was, again, loving this passing for Chippewa.
And Lindner's first points on the night.
So we've seen that eight-game winning streak and the team cohesion, and the drive no good, and the Cardinals out of there with it on the missed shot by Connor Welsh, the starting center at 6'8".
And he's physically, he's tough for anyone for Chi High to try to defend underneath.
Krumbaker out on top for the Cards with the ball and a two-point lead, 19-17, just inside of the 9 minute mark in half number one.
Smith
to Minarski for two more.
Did it again. Great pass underneath. This is just pretty to watch.
And the Cardinals go up 4, 21-17. And the Aves converted their end. And that was Julius Clark making it a 21-19 game.
And that's also Julius Clark's first points of the night.
Into the forecourt, Smith, ball getting stuck between his legs, but pulls it out of there. A very aggressive defense by Julius Clark on him. Up to Krumbaker on the left wing. Christian driving. Shot up off glass. Two more for Chippewa.
Another sweet shot by Christian Krumbaker. A little kiss off the glass.
And the Cardinals grab it a four-point lead again. They've led by eight, have had it tied three times, but Chippewa has never relinquished either. They've never trailed, I should say. And there's the drop. Looked like steps maybe for Peter Albert. He may have gotten away with.
He definitely took at least three steps going through. He just put his head down, and it looked like he was carrying the football.
It did. And no call from not one, not two, but three refs, and then a whistle called as he passed it off to Connor Welsh, the 6'8 senior, as Welsh will push up the first one and get it to drop. Welsh, a 65% free throw shooter, as this is the regular season finale.
Hard to believe that that's his first points of the night, as physical as he's been playing underneath.
And Welsh try to get his second one. Left-hander on the way as good. Makes it a two-point game at 23-21.
I'm not sure we've seen Oakland Memorial miss a free throw yet tonight.
Again, Aves have only lost to Hudson in conference by 2 and 3 points, so very narrow defeats. And Kansas Smith checks out for the first time. 8:03 left first half, and again, the Cards facing a full-court press. Minarski with Krumbaker in the backcourt. Instead, going to get it off to Jackson Google. Google's pass intended for Tomczak, who's back into the game. And they were able to get out of there. And then the steal by Mestel in the backcourt. First turnover for the Cards in a long time. Laid up and blocked by Jackson Google as he blocked Jesperson. Nine clean, no foul call. What a play. And the three-pointer buried by Stoik, who's got ice in his veins, and the Aves get their first lead of the game.
Yeah, Stoik was probably about 7 feet beyond the line there, his third three of the night.
Fantastic block, though, by Jackson Google, and an over and back on the Cardinals, and back-to-back turnovers for Chippewa. So important to maintain their mental toughness here in this tough stretch.
And it has been a problem for the Cardinals being pressed, and you know that's one thing that they're going to have to do tonight. Otherwise, their Memorial is going to be all over them. Not only tonight, but if we meet again.
Right. Inside of 7.5 left here in the first half of this regular season finale. We had the JV overtime comeback. They came from behind to force overtime and win. Understand they were down by potentially 20, 21 points. And so a furious comeback forcing overtime and winning it earlier, 66-65. That's be part of the podcast. We'll get posted later this afternoon at WOGO.com. Leading off our Cardinal Countdown pregame. Here's the drive. Jesperson looked like he was doing a shot in horse, and then they're getting letting too much contact as the Cardinals. Oh, boy. Ultimately, Stoik another three-pointer, and they lead by four. This guy's just deadly.
And they just stole it again.
And Stoik's going to take it in and draw the foul. So it's senior day today, and Stoik has had an outstanding career. And on his home court, he's showing the standout ability.
You know, the thing about it is,
and the foul goes on Google, his second for the Cards, and their seventh as a team.
For the Cardinals to beat Memorial, they have to play almost the perfect game on all cylinders.
Sure. And Stoik to the line, 93% free throw shooter. He's almost automatic from there, and it's 28-23.
Yeah.
And again, it was 23-19, I believe, so they're on a 9-0 run right now. As Jackson Tomczak will check out, 6:58 left in the half. You're on WOGO. As Stoik hits the second one. At Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona, visit ghr-ec.com. And Easton Bob has it wrestled away from him on the far side, and that's multiple consecutive turnovers for the Cards, like four straight possessions, Dave. They had only two, and it just is piling up like that snow in the driveway.
Yeah, and it looked like a Memorial player tried to do a little scoop shot. Minarski blocked that one, I think, with his stomach.
29-23 Aves on a 10-0 run. The Cards had led 23-19. Suddenly you blink and it's 29-23 Memorial. And Stoik, a big reason why. This guy getting it done from long range. And, you know, even he averages 14.5, Dave, but he's certainly capable of bigger numbers.
Well, he is. Not only do you see he can shoot from 7 feet beyond the line, but he is almost impossible to guard underneath. And you see eight fouls already for the Cardinals as he's going to be shooting.
And it's lopsided in that department with the Aves have only three as Easton Bob gets his second personal as well. So Bob, Tomczak, and Google all with two fouls for the Cards as the next one is good.
But that's, you know, mainly because Stoik has been doing a great job of driving to the basket and drawing the foul.
All right, again, this is the mental toughness part. I mean, for Chippewa, can you bounce back from this? And a whistle and a foul on Maboga, the sophomore, as Kansas Smith was advancing it for Chippewa. But again, the Cards have seen the Aves score on a 12-0 run here. So, again, and there's been multiple possessions where the Cards haven't even got a shot off.
Yeah, hard to believe, though. Stoik already with 18 points on the night.
First foul on Maboga. Yeah, that is 18. That just kind of blew up. And now Christian Krumbaker posting Minarski on the left side, and he's got some serious contact, but able to do it at a tough shot over Peter Albert. That stops the 12-0 bleeding, and it's 31-25. Cards back within six.
Yeah, the question is, you know, from what we've seen out of Stoik tonight, how is he not, you know, one of the top two in the conference in terms of scoring?
Because they've got a lot of other options, I think. And there's a long bomb, and it's good. And he's so good. He's college good on three, for sure.
Another three-point shot.
He's got 21 in the first half, and it's back to a nine-point lead for Eau Claire Memorial. Minarski. Three-point bomb, misses it himself. Rebound comes down to Peter Albert. Into the forecourt. Stoik again. Get on him. Deep right corner to Mestel. Right baseline. Spin move on Lindner. Looking for Stoik. Good defense by Krumbaker. on Stoik. Maboga to Jesperson. Jesperson, actually, their leading scorer, which truthfully is surprising, but Stoik stepping it up here on senior day. And a drive as they block the shot, or confusing between a pass or a shot. Krumbaker advances it on the drive and scores for Chippewa, cutting the 9-point lead to 7 at 34-27.
Boy, Krumbaker does such a... Yeah, he knocked down another three. That's number one, Peter Albert, that knocked down a three for Memorial.
And it's 37-27. That's the biggest Memorial lead of the afternoon of 10. Inside of 5 minutes, and an offensive foul on Krumbaker for the Cardinals there. And that's his first personal, and counted as a turnover, right? Offensive foul, turnover. Yep. All right. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call them at 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Abe's basketball up 10 as the Cards, again, folks, had been out early to an 8-0 lead, led 23-19, and then the tide turned on that 12-0 Abe's run, and that's where we sit now. 4:46 left in the half, 37-27, Abe's by 10. That's their biggest lead.
Yeah, bad combination of Abe's not missing shots and Cardinals turning the ball over about five times.
That's what it was, yep. And a whistle and a foul away from the ball with, again, now, though, trying to recover before halftime. Get this thing to six or less would be nice. And just a recover. Again, the Cards with an 8-game winning streak. They beat all comers, including a great come-from-behind win over Holman last night. Kansas Smith gets it in to Krumbaker. The foul, by the way,
Krumbaker with a left shot, about 10-foot shot, just made it there. Krumbaker right now, 4-for-4 on the night. He's got 9.
And he's heating up again at his own admission, not 100%. Stoik, such great form in his shot, misses that three, but fouled up and in by Avery Schroeder. So Schroeder back to a 10-point Abe's advantage, 39-29.
And that's that second-chance shot again for the Abe's.
Krumbaker into the forecourt. Christian, the left-hander. His offense helping. He is their third leading scorer. Minarski for three. Left corner. Got it.
Corner three.
And that cuts it. And that's where the three-point ability of Minarski, you know, he's in the class of Stoik for sure. And you can talk about a comeback now or in the second half. Mason Minarski's three-point would have to be a big part. And Jason Tomczak, too, is the missed shot on the drive that time. Going missed by Clark, and the Cardinals advancing the other. Kansas Smith puts up a tough shot, no good, hoping to get a foul call and a whistle and an injury timeout for Mason Stoik.
I would say the difference is that Minarski definitely has a quicker release. Obviously, Stoik, a little bit bigger of a player. Stoik is 6'4".
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to have that quick of a release, but they both have just an incredible range.
Yeah, it would be a fun contest to watch, a three-point shoot-off, if you will. 39-32, Abe's up by 7 with the basketball. 3:20-plus left in this first half. It's a missed shot from outside. It looked to be Schroeder, and the Cardinals rebound.
Krumbaker halfway to a double-double. He's got 5 rebounds on the night.
Krumbaker on the dribble, right side. Kansas Smith faking the shot. Bounce pass down low. Minarski posting off glass. Two more for Mason Minarski.
Off the window with a little kiss.
And it's a 5-point game, 39-34.
Minarski's made his last 4 twos and his last 3.
On the right baseline, Cooper Jesperson, the sophomore, fantastic reverse, and a good job by Jesperson, upping the Abe's lead to 7 at 41-34.
Yeah, Cardinals just kind of lost them underneath that time.
Into the forecourt, Kansas Smith with Maboga on him, one of the super softs for the Abe's. His dad, a city councilman. You say what, former coach at Chi High?
Former track coach.
Yeah, former track. Oh, three-pointer, Kansas Smith in the deep left corner. And the Cards back within 4 at 41-37. How about that?
Cardinals make their shots. They can stay in any game.
There you go. And now the Abe's, so with Stoik on the bench, gone out with the bothered by something injury-wise. 2:10 left for first half. Stick around for the Hy-Vee halftime show and an exciting contest here. Just a 4-point Memorial lead. Blocked behind Minarski. As the Abe's player falls to the floor, no foul call.
Yeah, Lindner played great defense there to pin the Abe player underneath, and then Minarski just came over the top and swatted it.
As you mentioned, the difference, he and Stoik 6'4", Minarski 6', but again, the full range of the offensive tools, the drives, the post-up, and the shooting is quite the triple threat. And good to see Mason Stoik back in the game. So Mason and Mason on both teams here. Driving, Stoic, right baseline, misses the shot on the layup, but the follow-up, no good by Welsh. He'll go another time, whistle and a foul. And it's going to be two shots, I think, for Welsh,
yeah,
the 6'8 senior.
Kansas Smith didn't have any choice on that third rebound but to just hold him down.
1:48 left in the half, 51-47, Abes.
And the Abes, I don't think, have missed a free throw yet tonight. Connor Welsh is 2 for 2.
And that's four players with two fouls for the Cards.
And that's
Welsh
the first
misses.
Miss.
Well, you brought it on, Dave.
There you go.
Hey, online or in person, learn your way. This is nothing new for Lakeland University. They've been doing online education for over a quarter century. Lakeland University, always connected with options for you. Lakeland.edu/blended as Welsh hit the second one, upping the lead to 5 for the Abes at 42-37. Cardinals into the forecourt. Zeke Johnson into the game to Crumbaker. Bounce pass, Minarski, shot on the way. Free throw line extended. He's red hot.
He's just dead on for those 10-foot jumpers today, and he's finding those in there because, you know, he can just leap and get over the top on that.
The Cards within 3, traded 2 for 1, fighting for the rebound after the Abes miss. Lindner out of there with it. How about the Cardinals? This is the mental toughness we were talking about. Falling behind by 10, but rallying back. Crumbaker's pass deflected and stolen away by Albert ahead of the fast break. Jesperson, it hits off of G. Mason and out of bounds. G getting his first action. 1:07 left here in the half. Proud sponsor of Triple Falls High School Sports on WDOGO for over 3 decades. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. Inbounds pass from Jesperson. Gets it off on the left side to Schroeder. Three-point attempt from out on top. Missed. No good by Peter Albert. Down with it. Here comes Zeke Johnson for the Cards. Zeke on the far side. Chahai bringing it left to right. Inside of a minute. G. Mason deep left corner for Coach Jason Prue's squad. Crumbaker works it on top to Zeke. Minarski on top. He has played the whole way. Over to Zeke Johnson on top to Crumbaker. Cardinals now setting it up. Just out of 40 seconds, Minarski for 3, got it!
Another corner 3, 25 on the night.
Tie game, the Cards come from 10 down to tie it, and how about Minarski? It's our 4th tie.
And these are conference points here. 25 in the first half for him, 21 for Stoic. The Masons are going off.
Wow, what a show.
G. Mason might want to get in on this.
I guess. It should be sponsored by, oh, there it is! Jesperson gives them back the lead with 10 seconds left in the half. Into the forecourt, Crumbaker. Outside, Zeke Johnson gets it to Crumbaker. Final 2 seconds, Crumbaker.
Got it.
Double clutches off the front iron, no. But what a first half of basketball. 87 points scored. Abes with 45 of them. Chai with 42. That's our score at intermission. Stick around for the Hy-Vee Halftime Show in 3 minutes on WDOGO Sports.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
What a whale of a first half as Chippewa Falls out to an 8-0 lead. Well, we'll recap it more in a moment. First of all, it's time for the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Dave Statz in a moment. Chahai out to an 8-0 lead here on the road, and then actually leading 23-19 when the Aves go on a 12-0 run to grab a 31-23 lead, eventually leading by 10. But Chahai forces a tie at 42 as Minarski leads them there. Aves get another three-pointer before the half from Jesperson to lead it 45-42 at the break. Dave, check.
Yeah, Minarski leading both squads with 25, but more importantly,
25?
Officially has 25 more points career than his old man. And that's huge.
Your good friend, Eric Minarski.
There we
right?
go. Yeah. All right, Minarski on the night, 9 for 14 shooting, 25 points and 6 rebounds. Krumbaker second for the Cardinals, 4 for 5, 9 points, 1 rebound. Kansas Smith, 2 for 5, 6 points. Lindner, 1 for 1 and 2 points. On the night for the Cardinals, or at least for the first half, 6 for 14 from the three-point line. But listen to these numbers, 10 for 14 from inside the three and 4 for 4 from the free throw line. They did have three offensive rebounds. I had the Aves for 6, so the second chance points hurt. The turnovers also hurt. I had Eau Claire for 4. Cardinals had 8. So those are the two stats that we got to watch for in the second half, making sure that we, again, don't give them the second half chance because, you know, they're going to shoot darn near 100% if you give them two shots at it.
I'll tell you what, some fantastic highlights to get to as well. But first off, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls has just opened up three positions. They are night shift production operator, $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential. Second, maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour. You heard right. And how about biggest of all, electrician at $32.85 an hour. Great benefits, too. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. How about some highlights? We got a lot of them. Let's give it a listen here on WOGO. Rebound, Krumbaker. Smith for another three-pointer, and he got it. And Kansas Smith gives the Cards an 8-0 lead. This is Smith. Smith goes right baseline. Picks up his dribble. Picked up defensively there by
Peter
Albert. Oh,
we got Minarski.
Minarski for three, buries it. All up.
Yeah, Stoik has two threes right now. Cooper Jesperson has another three.
Yeah, so they can fill it up, and they're their leading scorers, and you can understand why. Both outstanding from behind the arc. Falling down for Chippewa Falls is Tomczak, and then recovering, and Minarski misses the three out of Chippewa Falls. Minarski fakes the three. He'll drive. Double pumps and hits it. The forecourt for Chippewa. Behind the arc on the right side, gets it on top, Krumbaker. Christian over to Google into the deep left corner, Lindner. Bounce pass on the left baseline, finds Kansas Smith to Minarski for a basket. Sweet pass by the entire team, and Smith to Minarski for the hoop.
Yeah. Seen anybody go by Kansas Smith that quick before.
Nice team passing again, and Krumbaker to Lindner for two more.
For anyone for Chi High to try to defend underneath.
Krumbaker out on top for the Cards with the ball and a two-point lead, 19-17, just inside of the 9-minute mark in half number one.
Oh,
great beat, Smith,
wow,
to Minarski for two more.
Did it again. Great pass underneath.
This is in the midst of the Chahai comeback as we listen to those first half highlights. A couple more. Krumbaker into the forecourt. Christian, the left-hander. His offense helping. He is their third leading scorer. Minarski for three, left corner, got it.
Corner three.
Cardinals rebound.
Minarski Krumbaker halfway to a double-double. He's got five rebounds on the night.
Krumbaker on the dribble, right side, Kansas Smith faking the shot. Bounce pass down low. Minarski posting off glass. Two more for Mason Minarski.
It's them underneath that time.
Into the forecourt, Kansas Smith with Maboga on him, one of the super softs for the Aves. His dad, a city councilman. You say what, former coach at Chi-High?
Former track coach.
Yeah, former track. Oh, three-pointer, Kansas Smith in the deep left corner. Cardinals into the forecourt. Zeke Johnson into the game to Krumbaker. Bounce pass, Minarski, shot on the way, free throw line extended. He's red hot.
Is
Krumbaker. Cardinals now setting it up. Just out of 40 seconds, Minarski for three, got it!
Another corner three, 25 on the night.
What a first half for Minarski and those Cards. As we go to break, back in 2 minutes with the second half of basketball, Chi-High down three on the road in the regular season finale for the Big Rivers Conference on WOGO Sports.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Alley, proud supporter of Chi-High and McDonald Athletics.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
All right, we're winding down here another minute before the second half of basketball on WOGO Sports, the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. Hey, make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. Dave, it really stands out. I mean, the Cards, there was that stretch, right, leading 23-19. They got the early lead, and then they even had the four-point lead. They have all the turnovers, the made baskets. Stoik leads the way. But the Cards come back from a 10-0 deficit down three, but it feels like a brand-new game.
Yeah, you know, the only thing that makes you nervous is that that's been kind of a sore point for them all year is when the other team puts the press on. And it just makes you wonder, you know, going into the playoffs, is that something that is going to be a weakness for them? Especially, you know, considering the fact that, again, if they do beat Superior, this is the team that in all likelihood they're going to have to play right away on Saturday.
Right.
You know, speaking of that, a couple of corrections. One of the things we had mentioned, Knez being an outstanding football and basketball player. Don't forget, also track.
Yeah.
Three-sport athlete,
right.
Knez. And then speaking of Superior, you know, because we play them, and I don't want to jinx us and say anything about it, I'll just say this. I mean, look at the record between Superior, and this is what the computer did. Mm-hmm. Computer record 13-9 for Chi-High, 12-11, so a better overall record. They were 0-6 playing Big Rivers teams. Chi-High was 8-5.
And since then, they did beat North, but yeah.
Good for them.
Right, right. Just,
I think
just,
everyone beat North.
Just noting. Okay, here we go to the second half of basketball, Abe's basketball. As they go left to right, and Stoik with it. Mason Stoik fade away on the right side, misses it. Minarski with the rebound. And stolen right away by his pass to Albert, stolen away by Peter Albert. Shot off glass, no good for number 14, Avery Schroeder, and the Aves with it. There's the outside, and the three-pointer is good from the right corner, and that is Cooper Jesperson. And it ups the lead to six at 48-42. So unfortunate there because, Dave, he had the missed shot, but then the steal in the backcourt that led to that. So, all right, now Krumbaker driving into the lane, puts up the shot, two for Chippewa.
Krumbaker is on fire tonight, and that is, I think his fifth inside shot like that.
And the Cardinals now from the outside, Stoik working around. And now the drive, Jesperson working on Krumbaker. Good defense until they call a foul on the senior, Christian Krumbaker, with 16:53 left here in the second half.
And I think we wound up getting to 10 fouls in the first half.
It was a lot. That's his second, and he becomes five Cardinals now with two fouls. And so Jesperson in the line where he's a 60% shooter, and he hits the first.
So you mentioned that they beat Eau Claire North, but again, that was after the seeding. So the computer gave him that seed higher than Chi-High, even though they beat them head-to-head. Mm-hmm. They were 0-6 in the BRC and a worse record overall.
Right. It comes how many Minnesota teams, I guess. If you look at the conference they're in, it's a lot of Minnesota teams, I think.
Yeah, you're talking about bringing them up by counting them all as a 500 record.
And so 49-44 lead for the Aves as Sabanarski working left, double-teamed on the left baseline, and they're going to call a possession arrow. Chai is going to keep it. Some of the Cardinal fans wanting a foul.
Yeah, actually triple-teamed under there.
Yeah. Kansas Smith will inbound with Stoik on him. Getting it in for the Cards on the left side, Tomczak. Looking inside to Kansas. Kansas into the lane. They work it around. I got a ref right in front of me here. Tomczak on the left side, Kansas Smith. That wasn't the case in the first half. I don't know.
This is a hard one.
Lindner on the left wing. They work it into the corner to Kansas Smith. Jackson Tomczak. Has he scored?
Tomczak.
Minarski for three. Got the three-pointer, and the Cards back within two at 49-47. 28 for Minarski.
But if you're wondering, Minarski has.
Yeah. Thanks.
28.
And now trying to answer at the other end, and an open three for Peter Albert. Ups the lead back to five at 52-47.
That's his second three of the night.
Into the forecourt, Kansas Smith. Kansas is picked up defensively by Stoik. That's quite the height disparity there. Interesting matchup. Krumbaker is going to shoot the three for the Cards, and comes out. No, Minarski fights for it, comes away to Stoik. Abe's ball with a five-point lead. They advance. Jesperson for three, comes up short. Rebound, long one tipped out. Stoik, a couple of bounces, dribbles all the way in for an easy layup, and it's a seven-point Abe's lead. All right, so 54-47. Cardinals, the seven-point deficit. Had come back from a 10-point deficit earlier.
It is kind of a shock that we haven't had any points out of Tomczak. Yeah. He's taken two shots.
And had a bit of an ankle injury last night, I think. And from what I heard, maybe missed a lot of the second half, but they said it was okay. And so he's out there today. But obviously he's their second leading scorer at 14 a game. So.
Yeah, and the Cardinals need all of that support. I mean, obviously Mason is going to be the scoring.
Minarski for three more. Off the front iron, no. Kansas Smith had his hands on the rebound in the air, out of bounds to the Aves. Again, seven-point Memorial lead with the ball. 14:58 left here in the second half.
So we saw what happens when you don't have that supporting cast. We had Tomczak that was out for that New Richmond game, a game that Chi-High would like to have back.
Yeah, right. That was a tough one for sure. 14:45 left in the second half, and Jesperson's three off the front iron, no again. Rebound tap by Lindner, but recovered by the Aves. Stoik picked up by the Kansas Smith.
Cardinals are giving up all kinds of offensive rebounds leading to second
shots. And there's the missed shot, Lindner, and the rebound out of there, Jackson Tomczak. He'll take it himself. Tomczak into the forecourt for the Cardinals. He's going to take it all the way down Main Street, lays it up, and in his first two of the afternoon.
Yeah, his first two in a sweet way, a little Euro step reverse on the end.
Nice one for the Cards there as back within five at 54-49. Got to stop Mason Stoik. Drives it, puts it up, off the glass, no good. Rebound fought for. Lindner coming out of the way. Minarski.
Somehow Minarski winds up with a rebound after all of that for his ninth.
Yeah, he's
28
got
and nine.
A big nose for the ball, that's for sure. And Krumbaker gets it on top to Tomczak. Inside of 14 minutes left in regulation. We went overtime for the first game, the junior varsity overtime. We had all of it. It'll lead off our podcast. Posted later today. Tomczak's going to miss the long three. Stoik with the rebound for the Aves. So maintain a five-point lead. They want to run. They get it ahead, and the layup is good for Avery Schroeder on senior afternoon. Back to a seven-point lead for the 6'5 senior and Memorial. 56-49. Cards down seven. Into the deep left corner to Lindner. Picked up defensively there by Welsh. On top, Tom Zach on the left wing. Christian Krumbaker, three games back now since injury, so working his way back. 13-10 left in this regulation.
And now we have a coach and a ref.
Yep. That's really tough. Yeah, right. I don't know. It's where we're situated. There's the main table, and we're at a small table to the left of it. I've called many games here at Memorial, but this is just the situation you face. The Chi-High bench is right next to us. I guess it typically is at Chi-High, too. But Cardinal ball here, 13:01 left in the half, down 7. On top, Linder. Right corner, Jackson Google in off the bench. Minarski has played the entire game. Krumbaker on top, trying to work on Clark. And a whistle, and...
He's going to, well...
Be a kick? No, it's going to be on...
It'll be a whistle.
Number 5, Ben Mestel. First foul on Mestel, one of their seniors, a 6'5 senior. Tom Zach, deep left corner. Google thought about it, then Stoik all over him defensively. On top to Krumbaker. Wonder about Minarski's endurance. I mean, game last night, afternoon game here. He has played the entire way. And driving Google gets called for the charge. Chi-High offensive foul on Jackson Google, his third.
I was about to say that the ref that was in front of us, at least it was the shorter ref, and we could see something. But then Coach Pru came over and completely eclipsed any chance we had.
I have it as their ninth turnover but on that foul. But anyhow, driving inside of 12.5, all the way to the basket. Too hard follow-up, no good as well. And Tomczak clears it. Go a miss by Clark and Mestel for the Aves. And Chi-High gets it the other way. Still down only 7. Krumbaker with a high dribble. Gets it left side. Google. Collision. Minarski falls to the floor, as does Clark for Memorial. Cards on the attack right to left. 12 minutes now left in this second half. Down by 7. Trailed at 45-42 at intermission. Krumbaker puts up the 3.
Oh, that is.
And they're
Minarski's
calling it.
Minarski's getting called for a blocking foul for the pick. Minarski's hands were straight up, and he was being pushed out of the way.
And Jason Pru yelling, "No way."
And so he gets the foul because he moves, but he had to move. He was pushed. That's a ridiculous call. That's a turnover for the Cardinals.
I think Minarski's first foul of the afternoon comes on. You call that an illegal screen or what?
It was called an illegal screen, but again, he was straight up and he was pushed out of the way. And now they're going to call it the other way. I don't know if that's a makeup call or what, but there you go.
All right.
Turnover for them.
And that one is going to go on number four, Cooper Jesperson gets his second.
So those moving screens are normally called when you're the guy that's moving into someone and being the aggressor. He was pushed off of his spot.
All right, the Cardinals down 7 with the basketball, just over 11.5 to go, and that kind of fired up both sides and the crowd as Google off the deflected pass gets it to Tomczak left side. Tomczak gets called for a charge.
And he just flopped.
And a big smile on the face of Julius Clark as Tomczak gets his third. And now the crowd is and Jason Pru on the referees on that.
That's a second. I suppose we shouldn't be on the radio saying much about questionable calls, but... It's tough. It's going to get the crowd going both
ways. The crowd is getting juiced here. It would have been kind of a mellow or chill second half until these last few. And there's the drive, the shot put up and in. Basket good and a foul. Julius Clark, the 5'11 sophomore, one of those three super softs, gives the Aves a 9-point lead with 11:11 left in the half. And the foul on the Cards, it is on Zeke, on Easton Bob, his third. The fifth on the Cards as a team, as Clark, a 76% free throw shooter, makes it a 10-point lead. They match their biggest of the night. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach in the courtroom, Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. Jackson Google now with it into the forecourt to Easton Bob, to Minarski. Minarski trying to drive, whistle, and a foul. It's going to go on the Aves, number 2. Clark, it'll be his second. Minarski to the line, an 83% shooter. Help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infant children and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly atmosphere at sim4kids.com. Missed three-point shot, hit just the backboard, and a whistle and a foul and a charging foul on the Aves. And this game feels like it could kind of get away from the refs here, Dave.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you got both of the crowds are getting a little bit upset here.
I mean, all of a sudden, we're getting multiple. We have back-to-back illegal screens and now multiple charging fouls, and that one goes on Julius Clark, his third for the Abes, their fifth team foul. Minarski in the backcourt. Cards are down 10, 59-49. They trailed by that much in the first half. They've got a lot of time, 10:45 left in regulation. Easton Bob has the ball knocked away, recovered in the backcourt. Krumbaker, he'll drive, bounce pass to Minarski. He gets his own, puts it up, no good. And the rebound, Jackson Tomczak in traffic, puts it up, and he'll go to the line to shoot. Two, Tomczak for the Cardinals is a 64% free throw shooter. I believe his first trip to the line today.
Yeah, a lot of action going on in that last couple of seconds there. Both of these teams playing pretty aggressive right now.
Tell you what, working up my appetite for Culver's as the free throw no good. And with warm up. With plump, juicy, naturally raised chicken tenders from Culver's, regular and buffalo, served hot and crispy at Culver's Lake Halley.
Both Masons stuck on 23 and 28 as Tomczak hits the second one.
After he missed the first, so it's a 9-point game. And it is, the Masons have made their mark here today for sure. Again, Mason Stoic just averages 14 and a half a game, their second leading scorer to Jesperson's
15. Ball. That is Bob. Got his hand in on that ball, and Stoic wanted a foul, but that was a good play by Bob reaching in. It's still going to stay with Eau Claire, but the arrow goes back to the Cardinals.
We've seen some nice defensive, some blocks here today, and particularly, I think it was Easton Bob we mentioned earlier. Jackson Google actually comes to mind as well. And a timeout, Chippewa Falls. Oh, a technical foul. Technical foul. No, what is it? What was the call? It was a very animated call.
It's another one that the Eau Claire coach is questioning. It's a turnover of some sort.
Delay of game on getting it in. The Aves were inbounding it, and it was a very animated call. Okay, so anyhow, it's a turnover on the Aves on that, and then the inside pass from Tomczak stolen away, so the Cardinals with a turnover.
Looking for Minarski, who had his man pinned back.
Stoic, between the leg dribble. Gets it out to the sophomore Maboga. On top to Peter Albert. Abes with the ball in a 9-point lead. Inside of 10 minutes to go here in regulation. Driving Jesperson may have
That's
taken steps. And I thought so too.
Yep.
Travel. Rightfully called. Rightfully called. No.
And their crowd doesn't like it.
No, they don't like it.
They think it's a Euro step.
Yeah. And he's talking with Coach Brisky about it. Coach Brisky.
I think the reason that they're upset is because in the first half he got away with four steps. Yeah. So why is three a problem?
9:52 left in regulation. Chippewa ball down 9. Carr trying to fight back as they did in the first half when they were down 10. And rally back to tie it at 42 right before halftime. Kansas Smith into the forecourt. Finds Krumbaker. Krumbaker bounce past Minarski. In traffic. Has it knocked away. Abe's out of there with it on the break. Laying it up and slam dunk attempt that time by Avery Schroeder to give the Abes their biggest lead of the game at 61-50. Cards fight on here in the regular season finale, trying to finish in third place by themselves and not be tied with River Falls. And the I missed it there, Dave.
Kansas Smith got blocked with a little reverse layup attempt.
Three-pointer in the corner, off the rim, no good for Schroeder.
That's
fighting
Minarski's
for the rebound.
Second.
The Aves and Minarski going to pick up the foul as Welsh got it. The Cardinal offense has kind of stalled out a little bit here in the second half.
Haven't had a whole lot of shots, really.
You're talking about in 9 minutes, they've scored just 8 points. So been outscored 16-8. They were down 3 at the break, down 11 right now.
Stoic coming out for Walker Johnson.
Coach Pru wants a full timeout. We'll take a break as well. 9:10 left here in the second half in this regular season finale. Could be a preview of the regional final next Saturday night. Chi-High trailing by 11 on WOGO Sports.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Czech Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Czech Law Office to your team.
Chippewa down by 11. Abe's at the basketball. Mark Halverson, Dave Check with the call. Dawson Halverson, manning the controls back at WOGO headquarters. First of two here, we've got the McDonald girls hosting Turtle Lake in the Division 5 regional final tonight as Jesperson drives and draws the foul on Tomczak, and I think that's four on JT. It is his fourth.
It is his fourth.
To the line, Jesperson, a 6% shooter. Hey, it's time. Time to call Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. You've been talking about it forever. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower. How about a jacuzzi? First free throw, good. Or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707 or weirsgala.com. Again, we'll have coverage of Chihai at Superior, 6:35 Friday night, the Division I regional semifinal. Abes will be in their own semifinal, the winner of a Tuesday night regional quarterfinal as the one seed. They draw that as both free throws good for Jesperson. 13-point lead, biggest of the afternoon for the Abes. Cardinal JV won earlier in overtime, 66-65. Minarski for three. Got it. Back to a 10-point game.
It's kind of a weird play there where they did not think he was going to be shooting there, and so he was just kind of left alone.
And at the other end, the shot up and good and answering that. And that's deflating. You hope to start to charve into the lead, but Peter Albert knocks down the three, the 5'10 senior point guard.
That's the second time that Albert, third three on the night, but the second time I know he's answered one
of
our threes.
Yeah, he has, yeah. Minarski going to shoot another one. He's got it, feeling it.
We're going to answer right back. Again, now we're having some fun.
Cutting it to 10. You wish he was cutting it further in. 7 or 4, but it is what it is. Now you got to D it up here at this end. Still 8-plus minutes to go, so lots of time. Jesperson for three. Got it.
Wow.
And that's why he's the leading scorer on the Apes, coming in at about 15 a game. Back to that 13 again, answering two Minarski threes here
Minarski
consecutively.
Quietly to 34.
Yeah.
And 9 rebounds.
And working it on the outside, Kansas Smith for Chippewa Falls to Lindner. 7:40 to go in regulation. Minarski, two more off the glass. Makes it an 11-point game.
Let's see if we can get a 50-point game out of Minarski tonight.
Card's got to get a stop, though. Inside of 7.5 minutes to go. There's the shot put up by Jesperson. No good. Minarski with the rebound. And then stolen right away. And that seems to be something the Aves work on, these outlet passes. And then the recipients, that's twice here just in the second half I've seen that, Dave, where the recipient gets it and then it's pick his pocket right away. And then Kansas Smith troubling, and then he falls to the floor. He's going to be okay.
I think he's called for the foul there.
Wow, that was crazy. He got called for the foul, and then
No, it was on Walker Johnson.
Okay. Yep. And so Walker Johnson getting a little action on senior day, the 6-foot senior. And so Chihai with the ball, but down by 13 at 71-58. Well,
that's going to be a bonus, I believe, for Kansas Smith.
And 13 also, Dave, what Chihai lost to Memorial by at the Cardinals, the Birdcage, 81-68 on January 13th, as Smith will hit the first free throw.
Well, the good news for the Cardinals is it is tough to beat a team three times
right.
If they do make it back to Memorial. And I keep prefacing that because Superior at Superior is not going to be that easy of a game.
Right, no, for sure. And Kansas hits both free throws, makes it a 71-60 game. And Mason Stoik into the forecourt. And again, both teams will have off between now and Friday when they'll play. Memorial doesn't know their opponent yet. They'll find out late Tuesday night. And there's the shot put up and partially blocked. And out of there with it, Google on the miss by Schroeder. Minarski for three, rattles off, no good. Follow-up rebound. I'm screened out by a ref and a coach.
Got the rebound.
Minarski hits the three-pointer for the Cards, and he pulls them to within 8 at 71-63. Wow.
Crumbaker fighting hard for that offensive rebound. Minarski to 39.
What an afternoon for Minarski a huge effort here. Do you know what his game high is? I'm not sure.
I can check. I would imagine this is probably it right here.
Up there.
39. Well, at least in a conference game this year.
Yeah.
I don't think he's got any chance to be the scoring leader in conference just because I think he was down by about 15 or 20.
I thought you were going to talk about catching Tyson Killeen.
No.
He's only second to him, and Tyson, I think, over 1,600 for his career. So big numbers.
Another 400 points.
Yeah, right. I don't think he can score that many. Not even the great Will Chamberlain did that. All right, Abe's taking some air out of the ball now. Inside of 6 minutes left in regulation. They got the ball in an 8-point lead. Mason Stoick on his way to the basket. Whistle and a foul on the way there on the Cardinal defender. And Kansas Smith doing the best he can, but at 5'10", he gives 6 inches to Stoick. So.
Yeah, but, you know, you look at who we put. We put Bob on him. I think we put Crumbaker on him.
Yeah.
We just don't match up very well with this Eau Claire team as a whole.
They got a lot of height.
Right, exactly. Now that you see why Hudson gives them 2 losses on the other
hand. Right.
They match up pretty well
with them. And Kansas Smith working so hard out there, working up a lather as Jackson Tomczak comes in for him. 8-point game now. The Cards have cut this from 13 to 8 with still 5:48 to go. Free throw is good. Again, game one of two here. We'll have McDonald girls in Turtle Lake, 6:35 pregame on WOGO. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their great team are ready to serve you near St. Joe's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials in the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. And Stoick hits them both, makes it 10-point game. We got a full timeout. Well, back in a minute. Cards down 10 with the round ball on WOGO Sports.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Chi High down 10. WOGO, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Minarski with 39 as he inbounds it.
So just to be clear, I think he probably is going to be the leading. He's going to be the leading scorer in the Big Rivers, but average, I think he just took over on the last game or from Rice Lake.
Good quick hands by Stoick on the bounce pass, but Google recovers it, and Chi High maintains possession. 5.5 minutes left in regulation. Cards down 10. Maboga, the sophomore, pushing Minarski as he tries to get position down low. And they double-team him on top to Google. Back to Mason. Minarski for three off the front iron. No. Rebound. Google taps it to Crumbaker. Cardinals have lost out in the offensive rebound competition, but everyone is appreciated. Again, maybe cut this thing to 7 if somebody hits a 3 this time. Tomczak loses the ball out of bounds.
So to answer your question, Minarski's high coming into this game was 30. He's at 39 right now with 5 minutes left. I believe average-wise, at least in the Big Rivers, he has now took over Orr because he was down with 13 games. He was down exactly 1 point. And that was at 23, so 36 would have done it for him.
Huh. There you go. An outstanding afternoon. Still 5+ minutes as the Aves bring it across the timeline. Jesperson, they work it left to right. Maboga, sophomore to sophomore. And to Peter Albert, one of their seniors here on senior day, one of the 6 that we've mentioned this afternoon. I believe all have played on top Maboga. Again, Aves going to lose 6 seniors. Card's going to lose even more than that, but again, you reload, you keep going. Part of the high school and college game. And the Aves in a bit of a delay here, Dave. It's just over 4.5 to go with the ball and a 10-point lead.
That's kind of a surprise. I hate it when teams do that with this much time left. They've been doing a good job scoring.
It is a lot of time. It is. And Kansas Smith defensively on Stoick, giving up those 6 inches on the right side to Jesperson. Christian Crumbaker on him. And just not even really looking toward a shot. just handling the basketball, dribbling, and passing. 4:05 and ticking. On top, Maboga. Well, I don't know. How long do you let it go? I mean, each team has 8 fouls. The Apes have been very good from the line, but the Cards are down 10.
Well, I think, I mean, with 4 minutes, you just keep playing aggressive defense, and if you
trying
know,
for
at
the
some
steal.
Point, you're going to foul someone.
And there's the drive basket good on the layup by Avery Schroeder. Back to a 12-point Apes lead.
Yeah, so they did attack the basket.
Yeah, and again, a lot of times in the delay game, it's like just a layup, just a layup, and Schroeder saw the lane, but they'd shoot up about a minute or so. So the Cardinals need 4 3-pointers just to tie. And Google on the drive misses the shot. Loose ball, Trent Linder on top to Krumbaker. Krumbaker for 3, off the rim, no good. Rebound chased down in the corner by Schroeder for the Aves. He'll dribble it out of there. He gets it ahead. He falls to the floor. He's like, where was the foul? Nothing doing. 3:10 to go in regulation. Aves with the ball and a 12-point lead. Have led by as many as 13. Cardinals rally back from a 10-point deficit late in the first half to get a tie momentarily before the Aves on a 3-pointer from Jesperson got the lead going in intermission, and the Aves have not looked back since then as they came out of the locker room growing that lead here in the second half. In fact, it's not been back to 3 since.
Definitely don't want to have the ball in Stoik's hands when we do start fouling here.
Yeah.
Stoik has it.
Trent Linder collided with Stoik again. The ref's not calling any. They're saying you've got to really make it obvious that it was a foul. Inside of 2.5 minutes, the Apes executing their delay game as Coach Prue.
Jesperson would have been a good one to foul at 60%.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they let him go. But they wanted to.
And Tomczak's going to come back here for offensive purposes. 2:21 to go, down 12. Again, as we settle in here, that seems to be about the difference between these squads. We're going to have two games where, barring what happens in the final part, and Maboga to the line, and I have him at a 52% free throw shooter, so maybe even a better choice. With 2:21 to play, as the foul was on Linder, his second, and he misses it. And the rebound down to Tomczak. 2:18 to go. Cards down 12. Wide open down low. Google takes it up and in. And a timeout, Chippewa, with 2:13 to go. Back in a minute on WDOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Krumbaker again, and he's just having his way.
Off the
there
glass.
We go.
Good. Gives McDonald their first lead, and that is 1,000 points for Cannon Hunt.
Laid it off to the left side.
Three points. Beats the goaltender right back.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Abe's inbounding it and facing the full court press from Chippewa Falls. This final 2+ minutes into the forecourt. Memorial up by 10, 75-65. And Jesperson on the, again, into that delay game that they started with 5 minutes or so. Very effectively, I might add. As they've got Schroeder and working it out. Stoik on top to fellow senior Peter Albert. And Stoik, he's a cool customer, Dave. You got the two seniors, Mason Minarski, Mason Stoik, but Mason.
And again, that's not who you wanted to foul, but they just, Abe's did a really good job of passing that ball around and not letting the Cardinals foul him.
Maboga, a fine player, a sophomore, but at 52, he was the guy, and that paid off last time because the miss and the Cards got the hoop, but a 93% free throw shooter in Stoik, and he hits the first one.
Well, typically you're going to keep the ball out of his hands at this point in time anyway. What I'm surprised is that Jesperson's free throw shooting percentage is that low, and they obviously have confidence in him. He's got the ball, you know, going back and forth between him and Stoik.
Stoik came in 68 out of 73 from the line on the season, just to give you an idea. Elite number. You know, talk about the 50-40, 90 club in NBA action. Chris Middleton has come very close to it. 50 from the the field, 40 from three and 90 from the free throw line. And a missed three-point attempt on top from Google, and Chippewa out with it. Memorial, had to Stoic. Final minute and a half, final 90 seconds of this one. And layup is good down low by Avery Schroeder, and the Aves now, their biggest lead of the game at 79-65. The Cards to Tom Zach for two, makes it 79-67. Timeout, Chippewa, back in a moment on WOGO.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your very best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. Stick around afterwards, the post-class and mirror post-game show. Hope to talk to head coach Jason Prue. We'll also have, again, a recap of what's on tap in the girls' regional finals tonight, headlined by McDonald and Turtle Lake, which we'll have for you at 6:35 here on WOGO with highlights from last night's regional semifinal win for Don Cooper's girls. And also looking at the Division I bracket again with Dave Check, if we can. Shahai going to Superior, but what else is going on in that bracket? And Kansas Smith fouls out, but again, Dave, nobody gives effort like Kansas Smith defensively.
Yeah, great job on defense, and also we've seen some outstanding passes by him throughout the season, and today in particular, a couple of incredible assists.
Right. 79-67, again, very similar score to the 81-68 we had in the first game. Looks like the numbers may exceed for both teams as Jesperson hits the first free throw. Cooper Jesperson comes in, the sophomore, their leading scorer, just barely over Stoic, but Stoic really stood out today.
Yeah, he did. He's just got a fantastic inside and outside game. And
Jesperson hits both. 81-67, Aves matching the point total they had against the Cards back on January 13th. Chippewa basketball, the final minute plus. Krumbaker on top, defended by Stoic. We are screened out by a ref and a coach. Tomczak takes it left baseline and got it for two. And another try-high timeout again. 81-69, Cards down 12, 57 seconds left. Back in a moment, WOGO Sports.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up three positions. A night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
The final 57 seconds of regulation. Chippewa trailing Oakland Memorial 81-69. Well, it was 81-68 when they met 5-6 weeks ago, Dave. So here we go. Very similar.
Pretty consistent. You know, we obviously Manarski needed a little bit of help tonight. Got a little bit from Krumbaker, got what he needed, but we really need Tomczak to have that extra 15-20 out of him.
That's true, as Cooper Jesperson, the 6'2 sophomore, gets fouled, and he heads to the line with that 60-point free throw percentage. And into the game, Walker Johnson, also a 6-foot senior, one of the six seniors for Memorial. Shy-Hi, having senior night last night, that makeup game with Holman from Tuesday evening, coming from eight down in the final 4 minutes to win it, as free throw from Jesperson is good. Trent Linder will check out, as will Easton Bob. JV won earlier, 66-65 in overtime, and we captured the overtime in our starting our broadcast with the Cardinal Countdown. That'll start the podcast, so it'll get posted later today at Wogo.com.
Yeah, that was definitely our best game of the night so far.
That was, yeah. Especially you talk about coming from 21 down. Second free throw from Jesperson, no good. Jackson Tomczak gets the rebound, advances it across the timeline. On top. They work it to Google. Krumbaker for three. Off the front iron, no rebound. Minarski had it taken away by Ben Mestel. He never really had it, I don't think. Minarski. And working the break to Walker Johnson. Off the end of the bench there, Walker Johnson for two for the Aves. 84-69 on senior afternoon. Minarski misses the three. Rebound down to the Aves with 15 seconds. Long pass ahead. They get it up to Jesperson. And that's going to about do it. Final 8-7-6. And Krumbaker chatting with Peter Albert at midcourt. They hug the two seniors. And final score, Aves win it 84-69. Back with the postgame in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Oakland Memorial wins at 84-69. Time for the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show. Brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Chahai head coach Jason Prue, kind enough to join us. Coach, an entertaining game, especially that first half, very close. Some different things to comment, but first of all, your overall take on this one.
Yeah, I mean, it was just what, Memorial is a good team. We know that. They're the number one seed in our section for a reason. They got a bunch of guys that can put the ball in the bucket, and when Mason Stoik gets hot like he got, and Mason Minarski getting hot like he got, it was a fun basketball game to watch in that aspect. Obviously, there's things within it that we're definitely going to work to clean up. We were a little sloppy with the ball at times. That really hurt us in the first half. We kept it close, but we had way too many turnovers, and defensively, I thought that we got out of our principles a little bit too much, but playing a back-to-back like that, I know the guys were a little exhausted, and now we get a week of practice to prepare for Superior, and we're excited for the postseason.
The thing, taking that first half, you guys, a much better start than the earlier game against Mora. 8-0 lead, you lead 23-19, then maybe the low stretch of the game, they go on a 12-0 run, but I you had to be proud of the way the guys came back and from a 10-0 deficit before halftime to tie the game. And then obviously down three, but that was a good comeback there in the first half.
Yeah, absolutely. And like we said, we got an experienced bunch out there. They're not going to quit. We have confidence that they're gonna battle, and they're gonna fight and do everything they can to claw back in the game. And credit to our seniors and the guys that are out there. They're busting it. They know that the end is near, and we're trying to extend that end as long as we can.
But obviously, yes, this sets up a simulation for what you want. Next up, it's Superior. You beat them on your home court, but now the bus trip going up there, but obviously you got 6 days to prepare.
Yeah, it's never easy going up to Superior, but yeah, we got some time to prepare. We know what they're going to try to do against us, and we're going to prepare, and we're going to get ready, and we're going to get healthy, and we'll be ready for a postseason run.
And again, should Memorial win their game, they don't know their opponent. They won't till Tuesday night, but good potential and hoping for that third opportunity.
Yeah, it'd be great to come back here next week. Obviously, there's a lot of things in front of us before then, but yeah, we're excited to go up to Superior and compete and see what happens.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. We'll see you then. All right, Head Coach Jason Prue, again, Superior, the opponent, the regional final coming up Friday night. We've got the pregame for you right now, slated for 6:35 here Friday night on WOGO. We're going to come back with Dave. We've got his stats and more in a moment on WOGO Sports.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Back of the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show, Mark Halverson, Dave Check on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. Dawson Halverson, thankfully manning the controls back at our WOGO studios. Cardinals lose it 84-69 after the JV pulled off a great comeback to win earlier, 66-65. How about the numbers, Dave?
So the Cardinals in the second half shot 4 for 14 from the three-point line. Inside the three, there were 6 for 9, 3 for 4 free throws. So on the night, 10 for 28 from the three-point line. Inside, 16 for 23, and then 7 for 8 from the free throw line. Individually, Minarski was 14 for 23, had 39 points and 10 rebounds. Krumbaker added 11 and 4 rebounds. Smith added 8. Tomczak had 7 all in the second half, along with 6 rebounds. And Lindner and Google added 2 apiece. Obviously, for Eau Claire Memorial, Stoik led the way with 27. Jesperson had 22. And Peter Albert, with the 3 threes and a 2, had 11. But those threes answered our threes and really came at huge times for them. So that's the tale of the tape. And, you know, if we're going to beat this team, if we do get to play them again, you have to play a perfect game. You're not going to, you know, the turnovers, They beat us in the first half and the second half in their turnovers by about three or four each half. Offensive rebounds, we did okay ourselves, but we also gave them way too many second-half shots, considering the fact that they just didn't miss a whole lot of shots. They shouldn't have had any offensive rebounds at all. But we got to play a perfect game. There's some things that we can tighten up, and it's tough to beat a team three times in a row. So before we look on to that, we can talk about this bracket just a little bit. There's a couple of things that are interesting about this bracket and the computer seating. Obviously, you know, we've already talked about the fact that Superior, we go to Superior. And that's a factor, not just because it's a home game for Superior and away game for us, but because we're traveling 2.5 hours. And
right.
The kids are traveling back 2.5 hours. That's on a Friday. And then you got to play Eau Claire Memorial potentially on a Saturday?
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy, that addition. And so that was huge. But there's some other things, too. If you look at how good the Appleton bracket was or how good their conference was and some of these seedings, I'm telling you, I'm looking at this, and I see D.C. Everest as a 7 seed. It's the 10-seed Appleton East, first of all. I would not have wanted to play Appleton East. If Appleton East would have got bumped up ahead of Superior.
And that's an even longer trip, really.
Well, yeah, it's an even longer trip. But I would not have wanted to play Appleton East. D.C. Everest is going to have their hands full with Appleton East. Appleton East may come in with a worse record, but they played with Kimberly, Fond du Lac.
Sure.
You know, they were about 6th in that conference, about even. Their record may be worse, but that's going to be a tough team to play. And then, of course, you got the 11 seed Stevens Point. Good thing for Nina is Nina's a 6 seed, but again, that's a pretty powerful seed. You have to take a look at the conferences and say the Big Rivers is probably in the middle, but clearly the Kimberly and the Fond du Lac, that conference was a lot better than, say, the Valley with D.C. Everest, Stevens Point. Marshfield, even, you know, the number one seed out of there. Was Marshfield. Marshfield winds up, I think, with a 5 seed. They're going to play Appleton North. I think they'll be able to beat Appleton North, but they would have had their hands full with Appleton East. Appleton East is I think, kind of an underseed there. So, interesting thing, rule change that said if you were 1 seed apart in the first round and you beat that team, so if you were 1 seed away from them and you beat that team in the regular season, they reversed the seeds and you would have had to travel. So I was thinking 8-9 that would have happened with Superior, that they would reverse the seeds. But apparently the first round only counts as that play-in. So it's the 16-17 seed, not the 8-9. Why it counts as the second round, I don't know.
I don't know either. We'll take another break, our final break. When we come back, we've got highlights from the first and second half and look ahead at what's on tap for the girls tonight, including our doubleheader nightcap, which is the McDonald girls and Turtle Lake. That's a 6:35 pregame for that Division 5 regional final here on WDOGO Sports.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town. Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to, and the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown. Your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up three positions: a night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential, maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
The Post-Glass and Mirror Post-Game Show on WOGO Sports. Winding down game one of our doubleheader. We've got McDonald girls hosting Turtle Lake in the Division 5 regional final tonight. 6:35 pregame starts. Highlights of last night's win. Speaking of highlights, we've got highlights of this one. Go back to the first half right now. Rebound, Crumbaker. Smith for another three-pointer, and he got it. And Kansas Smith gives the Cards an 8-0 lead. To Smith. Smith goes right baseline. Picks up his dribble. Picked up defensively there by Peter Albert.
Oh, we got Manarski.
Manarski for three. Buries it. Chippewa Falls. Manarski fakes the three. He'll drive. Double pumps and hits it. The forecourt for Chippewa. Behind the arc on the right side. Gets it on top. Crumbaker. Christian over to Google into the deep left corner. Lindner. Bounce pass on the left baseline. Finds Kansas Smith to Manarski for a basket. Sweet pass by the entire team. And Smith to Manarski for the hoop.
Yeah. I've seen anybody go by Kansas Smith that quick before.
Nice team passing again. And Crumbaker to Lindner for two more.
For anyone for Jai High to try to defend underneath.
Crumbaker out on top for the Cards with the ball and a two-point lead. 19-17 just inside of the... 9 minute mark in half number one.
Oh,
great beat Smith
wow.
to Manarski for two more.
Did it again. Great pass underneath. This is
highlights here on the WOGO Post Glass and Mirror Post Game Show from the first half. Let's listen more. Crumbaker into the forecourt. Christian, the left hander. His offense helping. He is their third leading scorer. Manarski for three. Left corner. Got it.
Corner three.
Cardinals rebound.
Manarski halfway to a double double. He's got five rebounds on the night.
Crumbaker on the dribble, right side, Kansas Smith faking the shot, bounce pass down low, Manarski posting off glass, two more for Mason Manarski.
Them underneath that time.
Into the forecourt, Kansas Smith with Maboga on him, one of the super softs for the Aves. His dad, a city councilman. You say what, former coach at Chi High?
Former track coach.
Yeah, former track. Oh, three-pointer, Kansas Smith in the deep left corner. And the Cards back within four at 41-37. How about Cardinals into the forecourt. Zeke Johnson into the game to Crumbaker. Bounce pass, Manarski, shot on the way. Free throw line extended. He's red hot.
He's just dead on for those 10-foot jumpers today, and he's finding those in there because, you know, he can just leap and get over the top on that.
The Cardinals for the Crumbaker. Cardinals now setting it up. Just out of 40 seconds, Manarski for three. Got it!
Another corner three, 25 on the night.
Tie game. The Cards come from 10 down to tie it. Again, that's how the first half highlights largely ended for Chippewa, as Memorial then able to get one more three-point basket from Jesperson to take a 45-42 lead into the second half. But in winning at 84-69, they obviously outscored the Cardinals significantly by 12 in the second half. We have a handful of highlights after intermission. Fortunate there, because Dave, they had the missed shot, but then the steal in the backcourt that led to that. So, all right, now Crumbaker driving into the lane, puts up the shot, two for Chippewa.
One.
Wing, they work it into the corner to Kansas Smith. Jackson Tomczak, has he scored?
Tomczak
Minarski
has not.
Three, got the three-pointer, and the Cards back within two at 49-47, 20. Forecourt for the Cardinals. He's going to take it all the way down Main Street, lays it up and in his first two of the afternoon.
Yeah, his first two in a sweet way.
Jackson Tomczak with that basket here on WOGO in the Post-Glass and Mirror postgame show. Cardinal JV won earlier in overtime, 66-65. Minarski for three. Got it. Back to that point. To Lindner. 7:40 to go in regulation. Minarski, two more off the glass. And there you go, too little, too late, as the Cards lose it 84-69 as they come up short in this one. And for them, they finish the regular season at 14-10. That snaps the eight-game winning streak. 8-6 in the conference puts them at time. Revolves also at 8-6. Meanwhile, we could tell you that the setup for the girls is we'll finish it off with this. In girls Division I tonight, it's Memorial at Hudson tonight at 6 in Hudson. Meanwhile, in Division II, La Crosse Central is at Menominee and Tomah girls at Rice Lake. In Division III this evening, girls regional final play, Amory's at Somerset, St. Croix Falls is at Prescott, Wisconsin Dells is at Elk Mound, and Altoona is at West Salem. In Division IV play this evening, it's going to be Ladysmith at Phillips, Colfax at Cadott, Osseo Fairchild at Neillsville, and Durand, Arkansas is at Fall Creek. And finally, Division V this evening, Alma Center Lincoln at Hillsboro, Royals at Blair Taylor, New Auburn's at Prairie Farm, of interest because Turtle Lake at McDonald will have it for you. 6:35, the pregame here on WOGO Sports, starting with audio highlights of last night's regional semifinal win for the Lady Macs over Owen Withy. And will it be the matchup that people have been talking about? Will it be McDonald and Prairie Farm in that sectional semifinal Thursday night? We'll find out if both of those teams can pull off their games tonight. So be listening. Keep it here. Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney. Nobody does it better than those guys. Covered in the Macs, 6:35 tonight here on WOGO. Our thanks to our sponsors. You hear them on the way out. Thanks to my son, Dawson Halverson. Outstanding job as always. Manning the controls. Hey, and again, a reminder, in the podcast, not only this broadcast, the 84-69 Chihai loss to the Abes, who, by the way, finish their regular season at 19-5 and 12-2 in the conference, but also we got the overtime of the JV come-from-behind win for Coach Aaron Kinez's squad as they pull it off 66-65 here at Eau Claire Memorial. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great evening. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi-High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Chi-High Basketball on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.